We come to the eighth Sunday of the Easter season. Just as the eighth day of Holy Week, Easter Sunday, ushered us into the joys of Jesus' resurrection, this day, Pentecost Day, ushers us into the joys of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' words in our gospel reading come from the night before he would die. He told his disciples he must leave them, and they could not follow. How would they carry on without him? Jesus leave? Now that we have celebrated Ascension Day, we too are tempted to think and feel that Jesus has left us. What do we do? But Jesus promised, when the Helper or Comforter comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. We certainly need comfort these days. Reports of Christians being persecuted in far-off lands continue to confront us, and rightly so. Our brothers and sisters in Christ are teaching us to remain faithful even in the midst of suffering. In our own land, we Christians are increasingly viewed as the problem to be remedied, the enemy to be vanquished. The hour is coming and is now here when many will think ostracizing and marginalizing Christians is actually offering service to God. Not to the true God, of course, but it is offering praise and worship to false gods of immediate gratification, ideologies of the day, and raw power grabs. As Jesus warns, they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. Now, Jesus does not say these things to lead us to anxious hand-wringing. No, he says all these things to keep you from falling away. After all, if they hated him, they'll hate you, his Christians. If they persecuted him, they'll also persecute you. If they executed him, they might just execute you too. I don't say these things to lead you to anxious hand-wringing either. But this is how our Lord would comfort. As Peter said, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you." Jesus was preparing his disciples for that little in-between time. He would leave them to go to the cross, but after a little while, he would return to them, resurrected on the third day. He would leave them again for a little while, when he would ascend to God's right hand. And we are still in that little while between Jesus' ascension and his coming again. The difference is, now we have the crucified and risen Lord. His cross and shed blood forgive all our fears and doubts and apprehensions. His victory over the grave gives us confidence, hope, and comfort. Now, that comfort comes not in the form of a cozy, warm blanket you put on your bed. It does not taste like comfort food, whether chocolate or something called Southern comfort. The comfort Jesus gives is both mighty and fortifying. When the Comforter comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. Our word comfort comes from two Latin words, cum and fortis. Splice those Latin words together and you get strengthen together or fortify together. Instead of cozy warm blankets or soothing chocolates, think bodybuilder's muscle. Or better, a towering castle wall in a mighty fortress. Our Lord's mighty comfort comes through the Comforter, his Holy Spirit. And how does this Spirit of truth, this divine fortifier, strengthen you together as Jesus' disciples? He bears witness about Jesus. He teaches you all things that Jesus has said to you and brings to your remembrance all that Jesus has done for you. He gives you the peace of sins forgiven, which the world cannot give. He convicts you and the world of sin. He convinces you that Jesus has come from the Father, has won your salvation, and has returned to the Father. He convinces you that the ruler of this world, the old evil foe, has been judged. He merely awaits his sentence. This truth strengthens, fortifies, gives comfort. And so the Spirit of truth uses the Word of truth to bear witness about Jesus. And thus he recruits faithful teachers, redeemed sinners just like the rest of us, to take what belongs to Jesus, what comes from Jesus, and declare it to us. We thank God and celebrate three of them here today. Dr. Bartelt, Dr. Gibbs, and Dr. Meyer. One taught us some Hebrew, another taught us some Greek, and one taught us to take our Lord's truth into the world with boldness and joy. Dr. Bartelt, you taught many of us God's truth revealed through the Hebrew, especially the prophet Isaiah, even before you wrote the book on Hebrew. And some of us still remember things such as Niphal, Hiphil, and Hithpael, or at least can look them up. Amazing how the Spirit declares the truth of Jesus by means of such details. And Dr. Gibbs, you taught us God's truth as revealed through St. Matthew, especially how the kingdom of God is not a place, but the gracious activity of God reigning in Jesus. And it only took three weighty volumes. Over 1,800 pages for Matthew's 28 chapters. But they did come out before the parousia. Amazing how the Spirit brings out the vast breadth and depth of the reign of Jesus. And Dr. Meyer, you taught us God's truth first as the lone voice of the Lutheran hour, and then as the leading voice of this seminary, no doubt laboring to corral the many faculty voices into a harmonious whole. And when the Spirit bears witness about Jesus, he unifies us who study and learn the things of Jesus. And he gives to all of us the voice to tell in our own languages the mighty works of God. Amazing how the Spirit speaks the truth of Jesus that we may proclaim it far and wide. Today we thank all three of you for your labors. We especially thank our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for his gifts of you. As Jesus comforted his disciples with the promised Holy Spirit, he also comforts you by sending his Spirit. And with that Holy Spirit not only working for you, as well as in you, you can be bold and say with sure and certain confidence, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand for the hymn.